This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? You bet you are. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'll tell you, it's just an absolutely chaotic time in American history. I have never seen, I really think what it is the alternative media, the new stream media, as we call it here at Agenda 21 Radio, it's just so impactful on everybody, and that's because of you, all the citizen journalists out there just flooding the internet and the airwaves with news and information that you've created. You're exercising your First Amendment right, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen, as it should be. This, I think, is very, very important to understand, because why? Well, you know, you are exceptional Americans. And as exceptional Americans, guess what? You have every single right to exercise your first, second, third, for all the amendments. And exercise them freely as much as possible. And the reason why I say that, ladies and gentlemen, is because the government wants to take those rights from you. And it's important that you not let them do that. And the way you do it is to exercise your rights. That's why I say, if you are out there as a First Amendment advocate, use the amendment features. Let's try freedom of the press. Freedom of the press is something that is, of course, near and dear to everyone. And it's kind of interesting that a lot of people don't understand that exercising that freedom is the best protection for preserving it. The very best protection for preserving it. And if you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is just look around at those countries that don't have freedom of the press. What are they like? Well, the tyrants rule. What about the state of California? The tyrants rule. I'm sorry. Did I have to throw that one in there? The state of California really has no freedom of the press? Not really. I mean, it has somewhat limited freedom. But if you listen to Governor Jerry Brown, he wants to take it all away from you. And, of course, he protects himself. He's got a nice little shell there, a shell game around him that protects him from the media. Well, we're going to be talking about Mr. Brown and the media and how he's losing the battle of freedom of the press. And it's all because of, exceptional Americans that are using their own, right, if you will, their own, exercising their own rights to freedom of the speech. So anyway, and also freedom of the press. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And one of the things that's happening, of course, is the Oroville Dam situation. We are going to be releasing the actual inspection documents during the show here that we have obtained exclusively here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, this is kind of an interesting story. Since the Oroville Dam crisis, and actually sort of a building thing, the community, of course, I live right in the shadow of the dam. I've been up there now 8 times. It'll be a 9th time this week. But the dam itself is in serious trouble, as we will be pointing out to you as we discuss these inspection documents. We got these inspection documents. I don't think anybody else has them. I've talked to a number of people. I've talked to people in the state legislature. They don't have them. They've never seen them. In fact, when I talked to one representative, on the phone, there was a long pause. I said, where did you get those? I said, well, do you want me to tell you? I said, you don't think I'm going to tell you that where I got these documents, do you? Because that just isn't going to happen. And it's not happening. Of course it's not happening. I would not let anything like that happen here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, you know, this is the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I will not tell anybody about the documents because it's just what I do not do. I do not tell people about the documents or where I got them. I will tell you every detail I can within the document. We will publish the documents. They're already out there ready to go. All we need to do is press play or return, however you want to take a look at it. And you can see for yourself, we have documents that go back many, many years. We're releasing 2014, 15, and